A slightly built former maths teacher, Kang Kek Ev was called to the stand to defend himself against accusations made by the prosecution during opening statements delivered Monday. The joint UN-Cambodian court is seeking to establish responsibility for the estimated 1.7 million Cambodians who died from overwork, starvation or execution under the Khmer Rouge's brutal 1975 to 1979 rule. Addressing the court, the man known as Dutch apologized directly to his victims. As the commander of S21 prison, a former school-turned-torture center in downtown Phnom Penh, Dutch is accused of presiding over the torture and deaths of at least 12,380 people, although the actual figure is probably much higher. Many of the victims at S21 were former members of the Khmer Rouge and their families, accused by an increasingly paranoid regime of working for the CIA, the KGB, or the Vietnamese. The trial is being viewed with particular interest because Dutch is the only one of the five former Khmer Rouge leaders on trial who readily admits his guilt. A born-again Christian, he has vowed to tell all in court. Because the Khmer Rouge was an incredibly secretive organization, most Cambodians still know little about it. The Documentation Center of Cambodia has been compiling evidence on the Khmer Rouge for years, and its director, Hugh Chang, says most victims are interested in what he can reveal about the inner workings of the Khmer Rouge.
He said he admits and takes responsibility, but I don't think that's the point. The point that he has to explain and he should be asked more in depth how he tortured a prisoner, how he came to this kind of method of suffer prisoner, how he decide who should stay and who should leave and who should be tortured. And that is important because, you know, we all know those lines, we all know S21, no doubt about that.
Hugh Chang says that while many welcome Dutch's apology, some doubt his sincerity.
I think that Dutch can fool all of us because he overshadowed by the Khmer culture, the gentleness, the greetings, the smiling, you know. But I think that Dutch is a well-calculated man. He's a skillful murderer. He's a quiet evil. He's an angry man. You can blame all his circumstances, but he must be responsible for what he did.
On a recent pre-trial evidence-gathering trip to S21 prison, Hugh Chang says Dutch tried to intimidate his former subordinates.
He still acts arrogant even to his former subordinate. You know, I was told by a former prison guard who was brought to see Dutch, and he came to me and he's saying that, you know, he's still arrogant to us. And he used the language that others would not understand, but intimidate us in front, right in front of international judges and lawyers. And he did that, you know, to his own former subordinate.
Dutch has been formally charged with crimes against humanity and war crimes, as well as torture and homicide. If convicted, he could face a maximum sentence of life in prison. His trial is expected to take about 12 weeks to complete. Rory Byrne for VOA News, Phnom Penh.